Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies. It's a big old land with countless dreams.
Here's a big question today.
And happiness ain't out of reach.
How does this movie end? Another day, another indictment.
Yeah.
Timing these indictments are really interesting, too. You know, Devin Archer giving testimony one day, and then you have the next day a Trump indictment. You know, there's a pattern here. You know, they want to quickly change the story. But how does it end? I find myself racking my brain to say, okay, will they succeed in stopping Trump from returning to the White House? Will they succeed? Is this onslaught against the 45th President of the United States, indictment after indictment after indictment? Oh, more indictments coming. Wait for Georgia.
Well, if they win, we lose. So
it's, you know,
can't happen.
I'd love to be positive about the outcome, but the best thing you can think is that, okay, he pardons himself, but that assumes he wins, gets in the White House, and you stave off some of this. They're all
right.
Fast tracking these things,
yep,
too. They're all designed to be right in the middle of the primary and everything else. My big question for you, the fine audience of What's on Your Mind, is will they succeed in stopping Trump from returning to the White House? Will they succeed? How does this movie end? Tell me at 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100. Text us at 701-237-1590. Kerry Lake's got a pretty good idea, huh, Kev?
Yeah. I the more I hear it, the more I kind of agree with it. She's saying everybody else should just suspend their campaign and be done with it. And she was on with Newsmax talking about the nonsense.
Went and said to Jack Smith face-to-face, this will destroy our nation if you do this. But it does seem like we're down this path now of no return here with the third indictment.
Well, they know that President Trump is loved by the people of this country. They know that he is going to be the nominee and he's going to be on the ballot. And they know that when he wins and gets back into Washington, D.C., he's going to drain the swamp, and not only drain it, he's going to hose it down and bleach it out. And they know that the jig is up for them. And so they have to do anything they can to prevent him from being on the ballot. And that's all this is about. But the people don't care. They can indict him 100 times. The people are with President Trump because they recognize that President Trump is the one person who's supporting and fighting for we the people. The swamp in D.C. doesn't care about we the people. They're taking away our rights. They're taking away our liberties. And they've got to do this because this is the only way they think they can stop Trump. The funny thing is that will not stop President Trump. I know him personally. He's the toughest fighter I know. And I know from traveling this country that the people are with him, not just in ruby red states, not just in red cities, in blue states like Oregon, where I just came from. And the people who stopped me said, We are with you. We are with President Trump. Please keep fighting for us. We need people to fight for us because we're losing our country.
And what she said in her email was that she is calling on all Republican candidates for president to immediately suspend their campaigns, stop wasting hard-earned donor money, and rally around the nominee. He will be the nominee. I mean, no one is even close. DeSantis is slipping. But did you see the release that Trump let go? Trump let out all the great things DeSantis said about him in 16 and in 18. He's got a montage of them out there of DeSantis saying how awesome Trump is. It was brilliant.
But do you think for a minute the size of egos?
Oh, right. I know where you're. No.
That are running for president of the United States are going to go, good idea, Carrie Lake.
No.
Good idea.
No, they won't. They've got their own agendas. They've got their own egos. They've got their own money. No, they won't. They don't get it. And if they did, it would be a gauntlet like no other.
Charlie Kirk has been on some version of this as well to say, save the money because he's going to be the nominee.
Yep. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So save the money and put it towards get out the vote efforts. Ballot harvesting, match the Democrats ballot for ballot.
Bingo.
Let's get some of your take on this here on the program. 271-1100, our telephone number. Somebody said it wouldn't be a bad idea to have a daily moment of prayer on various subjects. Well, I tell you, that's about the only place you can go for comfort in the middle of this circus. Unbelievable.
Amen to that.
It is a mess. If Trump doesn't return, we lose our country forever, says this listener. There needs to be way more done about the 2020 election and make sure 2024 is fair.
Well, Mike Lindell's got his event coming up in August. They've got that big hacker deal in Vegas coming up in August. Well, they got 7-year-olds that apparently can hack voting machines. They've got some demos coming at that hack event, hacker event. I'm right there with you on the prayer.
Well, what else?
Right. Exactly.
There's the only place there's answers, folks.
Yeah.
Telling you what. 701-271-1100. You can text us at 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. 9-0.
Carrie Lake echoed the texter's point. This is a battle that a unified Republican Party must fight. Otherwise, we will lose this country forever. Unified being the key word there. This infighting, and I know it's part of the primary process, but what a message that would send if all the candidates got together and said, you know what? He's our guy.
Well, it's not a dumb idea at all. It makes a lot of sense. I'm just saying the amount of egos involved to make something like that happen. You think Mike Pence is going to do that? You see the statement Mike Pence put out yesterday?
I know. Yeah, I did.
Buckets. No one's above the Constitution. Sounds like the Biden campaign. I don't think. I love the idea because it would. Well,
Mr. Pence, while no one is above the Constitution, that is true. But if we look back on that day, I think there's a little more that you could have done. Or you could have said. You could have, the fact that everybody just went, oh, yeah, most secure election ever. 81 million. There we go. Yep. I get the process. I understand the Constitution. I understand what you're relegated to, but that was a joke.
For sure. By the way, Mike Pence, he didn't pass the test, but the Florida governor did. Some of these candidates are getting it right. So I think that's something we can acknowledge to say good job. Mark Levin tweeted, it's official, unelected reckless prosecutors and unelected Democratic D.C. grand jurors are trying to decide the presidential election.
Yep.
Democratic DAs and the earlier indictment, same thing. Talk about attempting to deny voters the right to choose the next president. That is what this is all about.
More brilliance from Mark Levin.
And jurors and...
Yep.
No, you're exactly right.
Sway the system. Work the system. Keep saying what you're saying. Keep the narrative going, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's all in the playbook.
I think also when you have legal minds like Andy McCarthy and National Review and Jonathan Turley.
Right.
George Washington University law professor, neither of whom could be called pro-Trump. You know, they look down their nose a little bit about the Trump, but are vehemently in opposition to this indictment.
Well, there's anybody with any sort of reasonable mindset. Look at Bill Maher. Look at so many people that have just said, whoa, 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 you're embarrassing us. This is too much. You've gone way too far, way too far. And, again, how many people are walking away? How many people are leaving these states or leaving this mentality? Because it's just nonsense.
Texter says, you know what's funny? What's funny is you two Trump backers complaining about people other than Trump having big egos. Give me a break.
Oh, they all got big egos.
Yeah, they do. I mean, politicians have
who
egos.
Who cares?
Period.
I love egos.
I'm just saying, not many are going to set their aspirations aside.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming July auctions include 33 acres of potential development land north of Bismarck on Highway 83, 800 acres of exceptional cropland in Ward County near Minot and Deering, North Dakota, 21-acre farmstead near Brookings, South Dakota, 622 acres of crop and pasture land in Renville County near Glenburn, North Dakota, and the Erickson Farm Retirement Auction near Headinger, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hey, this is Shane with IRA Insurance. To get the splash, you risk the crash. To get the zoom, you risk the boom.
I'm like, look out!
Whoa!
So, all you water lovers, make sure that you're covered. Come see us. Protect your assets and put your mind at ease with quality recreational coverage from IRA Insurance. We've got the policy you need at a price you can afford, so you can brave the waves and enjoy the waters worry-free. Visit us at IRAinsurance.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
A business that is struggling with how to provide the best health insurance for your employees, maybe it's time to switch to High Road Partners. Folks with business and HR backgrounds that can help you. And you can change your broker at any time, regardless of your plan year. They do all that work for you at High Road Partners. They use all the same technologies, the bigger firms. They don't have sales goals because they emphasize service and relationships. years of knowledge and experience, year-round dedicated support that really benefits strategists. And instead of seeing you once a year for your renewal, they're working to understand your company, your talent needs, your budget, and assist you with building a multi-year strategy. Go to highroadpartners.com to learn more and set up a meeting. That's highroadpartners.com. Question of the day. Will they succeed in stopping Trump from being president of the United States, from returning to the White House? Another day, another indictment. They're not going to stop. There's more indictments coming. Will they succeed? Trump has to win every one of these, you know.
Yep.
Every one of them. To not succumb to...
Well, he'll end up having to appeal every one of them.
Right.
And once he appeals every one of them, then they'll bump to another court. And then if they don't get there, if it's another rigged court or another, you know, biased court, they'll appeal it again. And it'll just get through the appeal process until it gets to a court that maybe isn't in D.C. or New York. And then we'll see.
You're right.
Bring the case to Kansas City.
Appeal after appeal after appeal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring it to Sioux Falls.
Andy in Moorhead, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Andy.
Morning, Scott.
Morning.
Hey, I try not to live in an information silo bubble like that. It's not surprising that the major networks and the publicly funded PBS stations cover what they do. I concentrate more on what they don't. Their lies by omission. I subject myself to a couple hours of public radio every day, and not a peep about the corruption of the Biden family, the real solid case that is forming about that. And I really think this is going to work. What they are doing is going to work. They're going to beat President Trump down. And maybe I'm just being too pessimistic, but there's so many people that are not engaged. They might just believe that these are the things that are going on, and if the network doesn't cover it, it's not important. It's a dark day for America. It's a dark time for America. They talk to people. They communicate on a level that is almost childish.
That's a good point. Emailer Jason just said this current clown show has numbed us to ridiculousness. We just got confirmation of aliens, and no one cares. You know,
I agree, Andy.
The largest stories.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and
yes, Scott.
And you're really making a great point about the absence of critical coverage on the Biden crime family.
Bingo.
You know. So, and by the way, every time there's some major bombshell on that front, then all of a sudden another indictment comes. They're coordinating this.
It looks like I think that pattern has developed, and it's, maybe so many Americans are just so, I got to censor myself. Maybe Americans are so tired. How about that? They're tired of it all. The infighting, the character assassination. Nobody seems to be talking about ideas. They're talking about these individual people. And if I could have one wish, it would be Turnman. Maybe we could get away from, you know, these individuals, you know, how wonderful Dianne Feinstein is and how awful your congressman is and all that, and talk about ideas. Because I don't think, I'm not a big giant. I mean, President Trump was okay and all that, but his policies are the important things. When he was in office and we were energy independent, we had a handle on the border, the economy was, you know, popping. This is a guy that, you know, did all those things and helped shepherd those things through the legislatures. And, you know, all we talk about is his small hand. Very sad.
Oh, my gosh. No kidding. You said it best earlier.
Ugh.
It's a dark time in America. Andy, thanks for the call.
Well, thanks for letting me vent, Scott.
Call again. You did a good vent. Appreciate the call. Texter says, I do not think it's going to be a Donald Trump-Joe Biden race. I think it's going to be Ron DeSantis and RF Kennedy Jr.
All right. Okay. Yeah, that's as good as any.
Scott and Kevin, you say prayer is the only thing that will save this country. I agree. I pray every day that Trump will choke on a Big Mac or overdose on Coca-Cola.
Why?
Wow.
Why? I mean, no, why? Why would you pray for that?
I don't know, but some you know...
That's what I'm saying. I mean...
We should dispatch the mental health services.
Okay, blah, blah, blah. Why? Why? What? Just don't like the guy? I mean, can we talk about some policies and some things that really matter? Other than you don't like the guy? There's lots of guys I like that I've worked for, that I keep working for, that I, you know, that I kept working for, that I wasn't a big fan of, but they were great people. They kept the paycheck solid, and, you know. Why? Why would you say that? I'm just curious.
I'll wait for an answer.
Yeah.
Not. Anyway, 26 past the hour on What's on Your Mind, 701-271-1100.
You got me with that one.
701-271-1100. To call us, you can text us at 237-1590 today. Question of the day, will they succeed in stopping Trump from returning to the White House? Will this work? Or will it galvanize people to recognize what's happening to a candidate and increase his popularity? A listener says, are we past the point whereby our U.S. senators speak out? This is not going away, yet we get absolute crickets from Senators Hoban and Kramer. I was miffed. Now I'm ticked off.
Yeah, everybody needs to step up in this fight. The unifying mess, it's got to happen. Because they certainly are together in theirs.
Listener says, Pence ignored the Constitution. The Constitution says the states must change election rules according to their state constitutions. The rules were charged against the state's constitutions and it let cheating happen. To certify that coup of an election is treasonous. Now Pence is projecting like a Democrat. Wow. You know,
that's very well said.
It is. And, you know, Trump had legal advice that there was a pathway for Mike Pence overseeing the process to put a pause on things until investigations could be done. I mean, Josh Hawley, Ted Cruz, other senators were saying as much. All right. It was not heeded by the Congress that day because of the events of January 6th, mostly, where, you know, the...
And Pence wasn't going to do it anyway.
Right.
He wasn't going to do it. But the point is,
there's legal advice that Trump is acting on.
Right.
That is an opinion of a process that is different than somebody else's opinion of how the process should play out. Doesn't make him a criminal.
And there was more than enough evidence in those states to go, whoa, 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 wait a minute. We need to look at this a little more.
And
figure something out.
That's all the process called for.
Yep.
More time.
Didn't do it.
More time to go through those. Outcome might have been the same, but that's not a criminal offense. This is crazy.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Your wellness is within reach with Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Enjoy every day made better with a Hot Spring Spa in stock and ready to deliver today. For less than $99 per month, you can be physically better below the water, mentally better above the water, and relationally better beyond the water. Stop thinking about it and just do it. You'll be glad you did. Already have a hot tub? Trade up to a new saltwater hot tub and receive an extra $1,500. Wellness, every day made better, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
USA News Update. The United States of America has taken a hit on its credit rating. Fitch is downgrading its U.S. debt rating from the highest AAA rating to AA+. Several factors were cited, including a steady deterioration in standards of governance over the last two decades. Presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump has been indicted for election interference from 2.5 years ago. Special Counsel Democrat Jack Smith.
Charging Donald J. Trump with conspiring to defraud the United States conspiring to disenfranchise voters, and conspiring and attempting to obstruct an official proceeding.
Arkansas Senator Republican Tom Cotton on Fox News last night.
Jack Smith is an ideological zealot. He charged Bob McDonnell, and then he was reversed unanimously at the Supreme Court because his legal theories were so far-fetched.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Swanson Hyperbarics. I want to tell you a little bit about my friends at Swanson Hyperbarics. First of all, you need to know these folks are true professionals. Been in this industry for decades. Helped countless people. And they can help you as well. Swanson Hyperbarics, let me just go through some of the conditions that have fared well with hyperbaric oxygen treatment. Chronic pain, arthritis, cancer, Lyme disease, multiple sclerosis, migraines or headaches, pancreatitis, spinal cord injuries, sports injuries, stroke, ulcerative colitis, inflammatory bowel disease, fibromyalgia. I could go on and on. Concussion and traumatic brain injury is a big one, for sure, and many others as well. Conditions that are treated with hyperbaric oxygen treatment. Improving the quality of life for many people. It's a type of treatment that involves providing pure, high-pressure oxygen. Simple as that. It's all about oxygen. Go to SwansonHyperbarics.com, find out more. SwansonHyperbarics.com, or give them a call. Set up an appointment for a consult. 929-3930. Cost you nothing for a consult. Find out how they can help. 929-3930. SwansonHyperbarics.com. 25 before the top of the hour, back on What's on Your Mind. Call that came in during the break. Go ahead and roll out, Kev.
How about we take the money away from Pelosi, Schumer, and Nadler and start using their own money instead of government money to prosecute this? This is getting to be a crock. Thank you. Bye.
There's an idea.
Let's put him in charge of getting their money away from them. Yeah. Not a bad idea, though. Another listener, Nelson Mandela was a persecuted political leader, they write. Understand actions against Trump and mainstream Americans by studying what was done to Mandela, who won in the end. History often explains what logic cannot. Trump will prevail if we strive to prevail. And that's part of it, I think. I mean, that's why I'm asking the question, will they succeed in stopping Trump from returning to the White House? Question I have for you, 271-1100, 237-1590, to gauge what kind of passion there is out there. My fear is that these indictments, Kev, just continue to wear people down. And then it's, you know, it's going to be a big mess. He's not going
to lose
the will to battle.
I think there's something to the, the more they swing, the more they go after him, the more people are seeing that they're going after him. That this isn't legitimate. This isn't, you know, and then the more they ignore or try and justify some, you know, Joe and his son talked about the weather. They're talking about baseball and hot dogs and apple pie and Chevrolets. Hey, it's talking about Corvettes. That's what they were talking about. 20 times plus with 170 suspicious. We can go down the list, but nobody pays any attention to that. So how is that affecting, you know, I think it's only helping Trump. It's just exposing how phony they are and the motive behind their attacks on the guy. Like him or not, I mean, you can't put this off.
He did receive a bump in poll numbers and fundraising after the first indictment. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The second indictment, there wasn't as much, but there was some. But it declined. Now, it'll be interesting to see what happens with the third indictment. My point is, I think that it can wear people out.
Yeah.
And
no,
that's why,
I agree.
That's why I go back to the listener with the Nelson Mandela example, talking about Trump will prevail if we strive to prevail. Do you have the intestinal fortitude to continue to fight this battle is my question. Craig and Moorhead, you're next.
You have to. You have to, or we'll lose the country.
Fair point. Craig and Moorhead, go ahead. You're up on what's on your mind.
Well, you know what? If they get him, that's one thing. But what they're doing here, the corruption, the level of corruption between everybody from our DOJ to our news media, it's scary. And I've never been so scared of my government in my life. And I'm not going to do this, but it almost makes me, as a citizen of Minnesota, go out and buy a Lazy Boy, sell all my guns, and buy a bunch of dope and sit here and get wasted with Twinkies all day long.
I didn't expect that. Yeah. Just
out in the woods with your Lazy Boy.
It never. But maybe that's what they want. They want all of us to be in the ozone while they take over the country completely. It's insane.
Well, look at what they're doing in all these cities. I mean, handing out needles and setting up injection centers. And, I mean, might be something to that, Craig, for sure.
And then the height of COVID, when we could go to church, there was riots going on every day. They're outside of the White House, tearing down statues. This has been going on for 5 years, and it's not, it's scary. And they know damn well that if Trump gets in, they're going to riot again.
By the way, I don't remember many. Do you remember many indictments on the Black Lives Matter riots?
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah. Where,
none.
Where were those?
Portland burned down a federal courthouse in Portland. Come on, Merrick Garland. If you want to do something, chase that.
No, they
insane.
Won't. They won't.
Anyway,
Craig, does this,
I'll get
this
stoned and
please don't do that.
Don't do that.
But I understand.
No, no,
I understand
I
the sentiment. I understand the sentiment because it's like, and again, this is my greatest fear, that they just wear people down. Wear people down. And you can't.
I think that's what they want.
I do too.
But see, you can't sell everything and take the Lazy Boy and the case of Doritos to the woods, dude, because that'll be given up. We gotta stay in the fight.
Well, I never liked it back in the 70s, the couple times I tried it, it's not my thing. It never will be, never was. So.
Thanks, Craig. Appreciate your call. Texter says, they will remove Trump one way or another, and I'm sure the country will riot if they remove him. Dana in Valley City. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Dana.
I was listening to Carolyn Wren this morning, Carrie Lake's campaign manager, and they have $250 million in PAC money right now to take on Trump. You know, every chance, every opportunity Kevin Cramer gets on the program, last time he's on there, he takes a dig at Trump. I say to all these people, who else is going to come in here and do the heavy lifting right now into our House of Representatives unless we take on the deep state? Do you think they're just going to go away? Because we do have the power to shut down some of those investigations with the power of the purse. It's called the appropriations process. But our House of Representatives did not have the guts or the fortitude to do that. So I tell you this, I believe that unless people get their stuff together in the Republican Party, we will see another stolen election. And what are they going to do about it? Go ask Carrie Lake. Tie it up in the courts for however long. And then what does that push the populist movement into? Revolt. And then what? The biggest January 6th, look at these guys. Look what they're doing. I mean, unless we start getting serious about these Democrats, because they're the Bar City team in our Republican establishment is the C-Squad. They're not even the second-string practice when it comes to fighting for the American people. So I love
sports analogies.
What, Dana, is the definition of get serious?
It is take on the deep state. Impeaching Mayorkas, impeaching Garland, impeaching Ray, impeaching Biden. Because look at them. They come up there and they lie. They're arrogant because they've been allowed to do so. The only reason they do that is they're allowed. And if you think the stolen election in 2024, just because our elected leaders come on here and say, the last thing you want us to do is legislating on this, you're right, that's the last thing I want you to do. But if you don't ever talk about it, that doesn't mean it's going away. It's childish.
Appreciate your passion on it, Dana. I really do. We need more like you out there.
Spot on.
Absolutely. Senator Cramer will be here Friday again, so we can talk about that suggestion of yours to get serious for him and others on Friday.
They've got to get in this fight. They just sit on the sidelines and watch and make statements. It's time to get proactive.
Another listener says, hey, Scott, that texter earlier is exactly what's wrong with this country. How could you pray for something like that? That was the one that was praying for Trump to choke on something, I think. Yeah.
A Big Mac. Yeah. Well, why would you want that?
Another listener, I agree with Carrie Lake. Together we stand, divided we fall. All candidates should get behind Trump. This is good against evil, and Pence should have done what Newt Gingrich said to do, send the confirmation of the votes back to the state legislatures and have them vote and live up to their state constitutions, which some states didn't do and violated those very state constitutions. They did. People forget about that.
Tom emailed, said the U.S. Supreme Court in 2020 of December ruled 9-0 against Trump, saying states run their own elections and there can be no interference when states send their final votes. Pence could only oversee counting the votes on January 6th.
Now, that is a popular constitutional opinion. But there were others that had a different opinion. So that's my point.
Right.
This was basically a dispute amongst the lawyers about what the Constitution calls for. Well, welcome to Washington, D.C. They
exactly.
Debate that stuff all the time.
Yep. And I just, somehow, my heart of hearts thinks, going back to that, when you look at how so many, like Wisconsin, circumvented the legislature completely with the COVID nonsense. So many states, we don't need to do that. We'll go right around the legislature of the states. Well, isn't that some cause to go, whoa. We can't look at this group of votes, these ballots from Wisconsin, because they weren't legally acquired. They circumvented the legislature.
Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern will join us when we come back. We're going to just talk about the X's and O's of the actual indictment and a little bit on the presidential field on the GOP side reaction to it. Still to come, John Lott as well, on where crime is really a problem. Democratic big cities or Republican red states? We'll dig into that one. Kev's going to take off for WeFest. Load in.
Oh, yay me.
See you tomorrow. We'll keep rolling with What's On Your Mind next.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
One of my favorite parts of the show is getting you ready for lunch. See how hungry you might be today. PetroServe USA has some home cooking and grab-and-go convenience waiting for you. Tater Tot Hot Dish in Harwood. Swedish Meatballs or Southern Chicken Bowl, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Breakfast Tater Tot Hot Dish, 12th Avenue and I-29. Lasagna at PetroServe USA, NP Avenue location, downtown Fargo. Taco Mac in Glendon. And barbecue pulled pork on 45th Street in Fargo. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, PetroServe USA. Also today, buy two fresh-baked cookies, and you get one free. Love that deal. And stock up on Pizza Corner pizzas while you're there. $6.99. That's a great deal on a great Pizza Corner pizza, I'll tell you that right now. All right. Jared Halpern is here, Fox News Channel. Break down X's and O's of this indictment. Jared, thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here. Thanks.
So what's in this thing?
Well, this is a four-count indictment, and it basically charges the former president with three counts of conspiracy. There are six unnamed, unindicted so far, co-conspirators. Based on how they are described in the indictment, they appear to be those who the president relied on for kind of legal advice in the final months of office after the 2020 election. John Eastman, for instance, is one of those legal advisors who posited that explanation that perhaps Vice President Pence could step in and stop the electoral count. His attorney has publicly stated that he believes his client is who they are talking about. There are other suggestions that some of the other co-conspirators appear to be folks like Sidney Powell or Rudy Giuliani. Again, they're not named in the indictment. They could be indicted, in which case they would probably not be unnamed co-conspirators anymore. But it's clear that what Jack Smith is trying to do here, the special counsel is trying to do here, is show that this was a coordinated effort, not just by Trump, but by those around him, to try and coerce or undermine elections officials and lawmakers to try and change the outcomes of results in several states.
Do any of these legal minds that have cooked up this four-count indictment answer the question, what about free speech? What about?
Yeah, I mean, that's you know. Yeah, I mean, that's on page. That's really on page one of the indictment, and it makes clear that the president certainly has a ability to, you know, legally say that you know he disagreed with the results, that this was fraud and all of that, but that what he is not entitled to do is use unlawful means to discount legitimate votes and subvert election results. And again, what they do is they talk about that in the context of trying to bring forward, you know, the slates of electors or pressure elections officials, put pressure on the Justice Department to try and change the outcome or to, you know, have these investigations, to put pressure on the vice president, all with the knowledge that what they were saying was not true. And again, an indictment is not the full case. An indictment is not a presentation of the full evidence. It's kind of a summary. And there will be certainly a burden there for prosecutors to show that the president went beyond just free speech protections. Because as you and I know, as broadcasters, it's not an unlimited right. I mean, we are subject as broadcasters to things like slander and libel and all of those, right? We're in incitement. You can't, the old saying, you can't yell fire in a crowded building knowing that there's not a fire there. So that's going to be the burden for sure for Jack Smith. But in the very first pages of this indictment, he tries to draw a link between the lawful free speech element of what the former president was doing with sort of the next steps that he and co-conspirators did that fell into the unlawful category.
Any explanation of the timing of this? Why it, you know, when there's been many other January 6th defendants that have been charged, that they waited this long for Trump?
Well, I mean, obviously this is not directly tied to January 6th. It is certainly a part of that investigation. There was a special counsel that was put in place for the Trump-specific investigation. That's not been the case for the other January 6th. Defendants. And it's a broader case that deals with a lot more than just the actions of that day. Look at some of the bigger January 6th cases that have come and gone. We have just in the recent couple of months gotten trials in some of the more serious cases as it relates to like seditious conspiracy and things like that, right? Because those are much broader, challenging cases to bring, and they do take more time. In this case, you had the added challenge of, you know, getting a special counsel who's looking at this and looking at the documents case. The grand jury process in Washington, D.C. is not a five-day-a-week process. And so I imagine there were a lot of constraints as it relates to kind of taking this in a different approach than the other January 6th cases, given obviously that the defendant here is a former president and an active candidate for the office of the presidency.
Fox News Radio's Jared Halperin. When we come back, we're going to have some Fox News contributors talk about their opinion of this indictment and the chances of success. Look forward to that. Coming up on What's On Your Mind. After a short timeout, calls, questions, comments, welcome 701-271-1100 on What's On Your Mind. Hey, it's Scott Hannon for my friends at PetroServe USA. There's a lot to love about PetroServe USA, and that includes the car washes. They have great car washes. When's the last time you stopped at PetroServe USA for a car wash? Best price around, going to keep your ride super clean just like my truck, and you stop in on Tuesdays for buy one, get one free. That's right, buy one, get one free, two for Tuesday. PetroServe USA, best car washes around. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll love it.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Sure.